Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The expanded United Auto Workers strike could start to affect drivers who need repairs, specifically drivers of General Motors and Stellantis vehicles. But analysts say the strikes continue to have no real effect on the availability of cars for purchase. NPR's Camila Domonoske reports.
The UAW put workers on strike at every parts distribution center for GM and Stellantis, but not Ford, citing progress in those talks. These warehouses send replacement parts out to dealerships. Pete DeVito is with a union representing dealership workers, and he said the problem is simple.
The technicians can't fix the cars without the parts.
Many dealerships have been stockpiling parts in case this happened, and General Motors says it has contingency plans it could activate to keep warehouses running. The union is emphasizing its demand to end pay tiers, including lower levels of pay for workers at some of these parts distribution centers. GM and Stellantis say they have put competitive offers on the table. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
On the day the auto workers announced the expansion of the strike, President Biden announced he plans to visit striking workers in Michigan next week and to join them on the picket line. The House of Representatives is off this weekend without any apparent progress to avoid a partial government shutdown next weekend. White House Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says this doesn't have to happen.
Having accomplished nothing this week, they have all decided to go home. That's not delivering for the American people. It's chaos. It's failing. It's actually failing the American people.
Hardline Republicans say any spending bill to pay for government programs must include more spending cuts and must not include more aid to Ukraine, provisions opposed in the Democratic-controlled Senate. The government is scheduled to run out of money October 1st. The East Coast is contending with a tropical storm that's delivering high winds, heavy rain, and a life-threatening storm surge. NPR's Amy Held reports Ophelia made landfall this morning in North Carolina and is moving northward toward New England.
Ophelia is a huge system, its winds extending out more than 300 miles. But its rain, up to 8 inches, is bringing flash flood risks, especially in urban areas that just can't soak it all in.
That's the kind of setup that worries us the most when you have a slow-moving tropical system like this.
Richard Bond is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service and says as the storm moves up, it will speed up, and that's a good thing.
So that's going to help alleviate some of the flash flooding concerns. And then as it's moving north, it's also going to become weaker.
Life-threatening flooding could also come from storm surge. That's the ocean water winds can push onto land in parts of North Carolina and Virginia. Those states, plus Maryland, are all under states of emergency. Amy Held, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Federal health officials are recommending that pregnant patients take a new vaccine to protect against RSV. The respiratory illness is the leading cause of hospitalization in infants who are still developing their immune systems. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the vaccine should be given during the third trimester and then a booster shot be administered after the baby is born. The University of Colorado football team heads to Oregon this weekend for its next matchup. That leaves local Boulder, Colorado businesses without the uptick it's seen on recent football weekends. The team continues to win on the field under Coach Deion Sanders, while local businesses win off the field. Colorado Public Radio's Tony Gorman has more.
The Prime Effect, as in Coach Sanders, a.k.a. Coach Prime, raked in $18 million for Boulder businesses during the Buffalo's home opener. That's according to Visit Boulder. Business owner Chris Heinrichs is noticing the impact at his restaurant, The Sink.
It's more of the shoulder times now that we see a lot more business. And you know, we started seeing people come in on Thursday night this week.
University of Colorado games are the hottest tickets in college football this season. All home games are sold out for the first time in school history. For NPR News, I'm Tony Gorman in Denver.
The Asian Games are underway in the eastern Chinese city of Hangzhou. Chinese President Xi Jinping attended the opening ceremony today before tens of thousands of spectators. More than 12,000 athletes from 45 nations will compete over the next 2 weeks. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.